Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, May 29th. Currently, with fog conditions, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.20, and the dew point is 54 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The State Health Department is now checking for contamination in several North Wichita neighborhoods.
Contamination caused decades ago by Wichita's Union Pacific Rail Yard. Now the company is paying for testing to be done inside homes, according to State Representative Ford Carr.
I believe it is the right thing to do to check the air quality in those homes that sit above that particular plume of what we know to be contaminated water.
A big problem, though, more than 40% of residents in these neighborhoods do not own their homes. They rent. So getting permission from the property owners is challenging. I'm Jared Cirello.
Surviving cast members of the 1970s hit show Little House on the Prairie are coming to Kansas. The real-life Ingalls family lived in Montgomery County, Kansas between 1869 and 1871, later settled in Minnesota. The celebration of the 50th anniversary of the TV show will be held at the Civic Center in Independence, Kansas this weekend. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, can you hand me that 11/16?
Here you go.
Thanks.
So, you still loving your new garage?
Yep. Building it with QSI was the best decision.
QSI, huh?
QSI got the job done fast and right, and I was able to set it up just like I always wanted. Jess even told her sister she's throwing a one-person parade since I'm not underfoot anymore.
Let QSI turn your dream shop into reality. Visit QualityStructures.com today.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly announced that $6.65 million in federal funds will go to 10 rural projects to increase the safety and efficiency of local roadways. And the effort is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's High-Risk Rural Roads Program. Governor Kelly said Kansas's rural roads are important to the local and state economy, and programs like this enable commerce to flow smoothly and improve safety for Kansas families as they travel our state. The High-Risk Rural Roads Program is federally funded through the Highway Safety Improvement Program and is designed to improve rural road safety. And an additional $2.37 million in local funds will be used for the selected projects. This year's 10 HRRR projects were selected from 46 applications seeking $40.5 million in federal funds. Kansas Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said data shows more than 60% of fatal and serious injury crashes occur on county-owned roads and highways. He said these funds assist rural partners to increase roadway safety by using low-cost and proven countermeasures. Projects in the program fall into one of two categories, systemic, encompassing a local roadway network, or site-specific. Locally, Phillips County will receive systemic funds in the amount of $525,000 for upgrades signing on 154 miles of county roads east of U.S. 183. Students at all six of Kansas's public four-year universities could pay more to attend this upcoming school year. As the universities presented their proposed tuition increases for the upcoming school year that follows increases made for the recently completed school year. The in-state tuition hikes presented to the Kansas Board of Regents, or KBOR, range from 2.8%, or about $139 per semester at Kansas State University, to 6%, amounting to $133 per semester jump at Fort Hays State. Wichita State is looking at a 3.9% increase, or $141 per semester. Looking at tuition increases, university leaders reported that the new Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FASFA, rollout delayed the application process and could lead to a drop in enrollment. Leaders said the FASFA issues are far from the lone reason for the tuition increases. They also cite inflation, staff recruitment and retention, and increasing student financial aid. The budget passed by the Kansas legislature also didn't include the full request from the state's public universities. In addition to the tuition hikes, some universities are proposing increases in student fees. The Kansas Board of Regents hasn't taken action on the proposed tuition hikes. However, the board will review the requests again this month. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Memorial Day weekend holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday weekend ran from 6 p.m. on Friday, May 24th, through 11:59 p.m. on Monday, May 27th. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked one fatal non-DUI-related crash with three non-DUI-related fatalities during the holiday reporting period. And also across Kansas, there were 21 DUI arrests, 840 speed citations, 92 safety belt citations, 7 safety belt citations for teens, 21 child restraint citations, and 532 motorist assist calls. The Kansas Department of Transportation is scheduled to begin work on a pair of bridge repair projects along eastbound I-70 in Trigo County starting Monday, June 3rd. The project work will include milling and patching and resurfacing the bridge decks on the structures located approximately 5 miles east of Waukini and 4.3 miles east of Ogallala. Lane closures will be in effect through the work zones, with speeds reduced to 60 miles per hour, and the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind motorists to slow down and stay alert for construction equipment and crews when traveling through work zones. This project work is expected to be completed in early October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6132. In Nebraska news, 52-year-old Eswin Lopez Bravo of Lexington will spend 4.5 years behind bars, then 5 years on supervised release for dealing methamphetamine. And U.S. District Judge John Girard also ordered him to give up $4,106 in suspected drug money. In a press release, the U.S. Attorney's Office said Lopez Bravo set up shop in a Lexington hotel room for quite some time until law enforcement obtained a search warrant for the room in January 2023. Lopez Bravo and a second person with a federal arrest warrant were in the room, and investigators found 13.5 grams of methamphetamine hidden under a lamp, plastic baggies under the mattress, crystal shards that tested positive for methamphetamine, and $1,712 in cash. On June 15, 2023, Lopez Bravo was arrested on a state warrant, and he had 9.8 grams of methamphetamine and $2,394 in cash on him. The U.S. Attorney's Office added that text messages showed that Lopez Bravo made several thousand dollars worth of drugs transactions on behalf of someone incarcerated in California. The Nebraska Safety Council reports the most vehicle deaths among teens occur between Memorial Day and Labor Day. This period, known as the 100 Deadliest Days, is historically dangerous because teens are out of school and on the roads more, and travel as a whole also increases during this time, leading toward a heightened risk. According to John Leffler Jr., the executive director of the Safety Council, he reported that almost 60% of teens involved in car crashes nationwide were not wearing their seatbelts, and nearly 20% of all teen crashes are caused by distracted driving. Leffler said buckling up is the most important thing you can do to protect yourself during a crash. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, work began on N23 from reference post 15268 to reference post 15964. Paulson Incorporated of Cozad is the contractor for the project, and the work includes extending culverts, asphalt milling, asphalt overlay, and guardrail replacement. The traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers, and the anticipated completion is in August 2024. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on May 13th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweed Center by President Michael Terry, and seven members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy mentioned that graduation went well, and he also talked about some upcoming projects the district has within the next couple of years. Superintendent Roy then said that the Mission and Vision Statement Committee will meet for the first time sometime late June. Superintendent Roy invited Mr. Steve Vance to talk about forensics and all of their accomplishments over the past school year. Mr. Vance said that they have 50 students out for forensics this year, and they placed first place at all 12 tournaments that they attended, coming away as state champs for the third time in a row. Mr. Mason Urban gave an update about what the Woods classes have been up to this school year, saying he has had them work on various activities from award shows to creating toys for the Lions Club toy drive at Christmas time. Mr. Urban also said the kids work very hard on their projects, and he's had a great first year teaching at Norton Community High School. Jeremy Hawks presented to the Board of Education on behalf of Logan Katz to offer an intro to sports officiating class as an elective at Norton Community High School, and he asked the Board of Education to make a motion. A motion was then made by Dina Winty to approve intro to sports officiating class. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Caitlin Elzinga presented Japanese 1 to the Board of Education and asked they make a motion to approve this as an official class for the 2024-2025 school year. And a motion was made by Dina Winty to approve Japanese 1. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Jennifer Miller gave an update of the most recent NCK-SEC board meeting from April 15th. Dina Winty gave the Curriculum Council update from the April 30th meeting, and Michael Terry gave an update from the most recent PDC meeting that was held on May 13th, saying that they will meet again on August 13, 2024. After three executive sessions, Jennifer Miller moved to remove coaching evaluations and replace them with a summative assessment at the end of the season. The motion was seconded by Sean Katz, and the motion carried 7-0. Dina Winty moved to accept the resignation of Kristen Farrenbrush as the junior high girls basketball coach and Jason Jones as the high school English teacher. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to accept the nomination of Stacy Montgomery as the ELA chair. It was seconded by Kate Sprigg, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to accept the transfer of Crystal Montgomery from first grade teacher to Eisenhower Elementary School counselor. It was seconded by Kate Sprigg, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Austin Pugh, Jana Hammond, Kim Fiscus, Kayla Rutherford, Denise McMullen, and Libby Nicholson as summer school instructors. It was seconded by Kate Sprigg, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Stephanie Graham and Tony Fiscus as summer maintenance help. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Lucas Melvin, Cherry Brooks, Chris Delamont, and Sheridan Uy as summer weights instructors. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve Bill Brockelman and Logan Katz as driver's education instructors for the summer. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve all certified staff that have not previously resigned or been released from their contracts. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve all classified staff that have not previously resigned or been released from their contracts. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. Dina Winty moved to approve all coaches and sponsors as presented. It was seconded by Jennifer Miller, and the motion passed 7-0. After two executive sessions to discuss negotiations pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under KOMA, The board returned to the open meeting at 9:26 p.m., and President Michael Terry adjourned the meeting at 9:27 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 80 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should be increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 60 and a southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour with a chance of precipitation of 60% tonight. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms and then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 7 a.m. with a high near 73. The chance of precipitation on Thursday is 80%. And on Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m. and then showers and thunderstorms likely between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. and then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 a.m. with a low around 57. The chance of precipitation Thursday night is 80%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 73. On Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 82. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 89. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 87. And on Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 91. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.20, and the dew point is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer DePuy. Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined 580 WIBW on Friday and discuss what Trent McDuffie's role is going to be after Snead's departure at corner.
I would imagine he's going to play a pretty similar role to maybe what L'Jarius Sneed did in 2022, but they kind of picked his matchups about when he traveled and when he didn't. I could see them doing that with McDuffie. I mean, they're both different players. Maybe with McDuffie, maybe he doesn't travel with bigger receivers. Maybe, you know, he's a 6'4 guy. Maybe you don't have McDuffie on him because he's a little bit smaller. But I could see him being someone who moves inside and outside seamlessly. Lindquist, he's obviously comfortable with it. As good as he is as a nickel, I think he's just as good outside. I wouldn't have any problems with that. And I think the Chiefs are absolutely going to take advantage of it, at least during OTAs and camp, of giving all these young guys as many reps and looks in there at nickel as they can. I mean, Shamari Connor is going to be a guy that's going to play that spot. So I think they want to have him to have as many looks as he can. They want to see Haddon. They want to see if he can do it. Nick Jones may get some looks in there, too. I mean, I think they want to see what they've got with everybody else since they know what they got in McDuffie.
Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuis.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife Ginny developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Ginny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-Dementia.org or call 1-800-Dementia.
The month of May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. With over 5 million Americans affected each year, Norton County Hospital and Clinic would like to shed some light on the importance of sun safety and skin health. Whether you're enjoying a day at the lake, gardening in your backyard, or simply taking a walk, remember to wear sunscreen, protective clothing, and to seek shade whenever possible. Take these simple steps to reduce your risk and have a sun-safe summer.
Be caller number 4 at 877-3378 for your chance to win a new grill from these sponsors: Moffitt Drug, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, Boxler Insurance, Norton Auto Supply, The Home Store of Norton, Thistle, The Andy Home, Cowpoke Supply, First State Bank, and Pizza Hut Wing Street of Norton. Be caller number 4 for your chance to win.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have a trough of low pressure that's located across the eastern Great Lakes states. Also, an upper-level trough extending southward in the mid-Atlantic. And another system that's moving onshore in the Pacific Northwest. A disturbance is going to be sliding through around eastern Oklahoma and east-central Texas. And another weak disturbance was also pushing into northwestern Mexico. With plenty of warm, moist air in place, a stationary front extending from southeastern Texas into the South Plains will be watching for scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, and that will likely occur later on today in parts of the state. A few sprinkles possible in the northwest part of Kansas, breezy with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon, partly cloudy, low 80s in north central Kansas, sunny, dry, and 80 in the northeastern part of the state. Cloudy and breezy in southwestern Kansas with a high in the upper 70s. South central Kansas, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms this morning, light rain this afternoon with a high 82, and a few showers and thunderstorms in southeastern Kansas today with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, a good meat clearance over the weekend. It was a long holiday weekend. Now, we did see a bounce on the lean hog trade to a higher market. Cattle was a two-sided trade. We had beef solid overall in the market, awaiting what we'll see for the cash trade this week. By the way, the latest five-state beef average price was $190.09, and that was a record price for a one-day total. As far as the grains are concerned, we see a lower trade in the grains. Wheat down 13, corn down 2, soybeans are down 7. Planting progress now really becoming a non-issue, more of the focus as far as getting the final acres in. This is the Kansas Ag Network.